What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for today's look, our Wednesday morning look. Yes, our midweek look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The deputy of Cambio Democratico, Ana Hissel Rosas, formalised on Tuesday afternoon the presentation for the formation of the new bench called Good Things Come. She did so during the second day of ordinary sessions of the National Assembly, presided over by the new president, Jaime Vargas. Rosas reported that this new bench, which separates from the current Cambio Democratico bench, will be made up of her colleagues, Ronnie Arruz, Edwin Zuniga, Genesis Aronja, and herself. She will be the coordinator of this new parliamentary faction. The deputy coordinator will be Arruz. This formal presentation results in the resignation of the four of us as deputies of the Cambio Democratico Caucus, she said. Her request is legally based on Article 221 of the Internal Regulations of the Assembly, which state that a bench must be made up of no less than four deputies. The CD bench is chaired by Yanibel Abrego, deputy from Capira, currently presidential candidate for that party and main adversary of Romelu Roux, presidential candidate. The Assembly is made up of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, Molly Reyna, Panamanista Party, CD, and independent benches. The Supreme Court of Justice declared legal the arrest warrant and affiliation issued by the first criminal case settlement court against the former ombudsman, Patria Portugal, sentenced to 96 months in prison for the crime of embezzlement. The edict 763 released by the Secretariat to the Judicial Branch on Tuesday, the parties are notified of the decision adopted by the plenary session of the court. The ruling was presented by Judge Olmedo Arrocha and supported by the remaining eight judges. The magistrates validated official letter 1844 of March the 16th, which complied with the conviction of May the 25th of 2020, issued by the now-defunct 8th Criminal Court, which became the first settlement court for criminal cases. On June 26, the Superior Court of Appeals confirmed a decision by a compliance judge who determined that the former official should serve her sentence in a prison. Portugal's conviction followed an investigation by the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office into two contracts she signed as ombudsman, and that was between April of 2011 and July of 2013. One of them with the company Imaginarium Studio SA for the amount of $249,845 was for the redesign of the entity's web page, and the other for $199,983 for personnel training awarded to the company N Avant SA. Portugal was an ombudsman between 2011 and 2013 during the administration of former President Ricardo Martinelli. On the last day of the trial in the Lava Jato case, Jürgen Mossack, a co-founder of the defunct firm Mossack Fonseca and one of the 32 defendants for alleged money laundering, addressed criminal judge Baloisa Martinez. Mossack, among other things, considered that the prosecution attributes a non-existent crime to him, that Mossack Fonseca created more than 250,000 companies for lawful purposes, that his firm was a pioneer in applying due diligence to its clients, and that they want me to go to prison at 75 years of age is unbelievable. I have seen during these days because I show my face. I sit in front. I have seen that you have listened very patiently to both the prosecution and the defense. I believe that you have paid much attention to everything. I thank you for your patience. I'm sure that in the end you will make the wisest decision possible, Mossack told the judge on the last day of a trial that began on the 26th of June and ended on the 4th of July. In order for Mossack to have a chance to speak, his lawyer, Guillermina McDonald, who also defends co-founder of the firm Ramon Fonseca Mora and Edison Teino and Sandra Naranjo de Cornejo, asked the judge to listen to her client for a few minutes, to which Martinez promptly agreed. Mossack appreciated the gesture and said that he had waited for this moment for 7 years. In court, there is a little sign that says that one cannot approach the judge for any matter. So this is my chance, he said. His partner, Ramon Fonseca, did not personally go to Judge Marquinez's room and followed the development of the trial electronically. For both, the prosecution requested up to 12 years in prison, the same as for 26 other defendants, and the acquittal of 4 defendants. Mossack said that he has practiced as a lawyer since 1973 and has never had runs with the law of any kind, except for a traffic ticket for speeding. He reiterated that he's not responsible for the charges against him, but that he is responsible for other things, such as providing employment for some 650 families between Panama and abroad, as well as having established, together with my partner and the staff from my office, some 250,000 companies, of which some accounts have been mentioned during the trial and which apparently may have been used for illegal purposes by some end customers. He also said that he was always worried about doing the right thing. We even, before it was an obligation here to meet your client by Law 2 of 2011, we already had a due diligence office. We already did, he assured. We were a law firm that did things well for many years, and now the prosecution wants me to be sentenced to 8 years in prison for a non-existent crime at the age of 75. That, Madam Judge, is implausible, he said. Marquinez did not specify when she will announce her ruling, but that decision, which is in the first instance, could be appealed by any of the dissatisfied parties. An inspector from the National Migration Service, the SNM, was bitten by a foreigner while carrying out fieldwork, the entity reported. The SNM reported that the event occurred on Monday, the 3rd of July, in Federico Boyd Avenue in Panama City. In addition, the incident occurred when the inspector asked some foreigners for the corresponding documents to find out the immigration status of these people in the country. Well, similarly, the entity explains that in a statement that as part of the field action, the official proceeded to provide assistance to foreigners and inform them that child begging is prohibited for nationals and foreigners. At that moment, the official was bitten on the arm and later taken to receive medical attention. The foreigner involved in the incident was transferred to the entity's headquarters to continue with the proceedings of the case. Up until the year 2022, Panama registered some 153,444 tobacco users, which represented 5% of the population over 15 years of age, the Ministry of Health reported on Tuesday. The information was released as part of the meeting of the Secretariat of the Framework Convention of the World Health Organization for Tobacco Control, which takes place in Panama. The implementation of this protocol will allow us to strengthen international cooperation and adopt joint measures to prevent and combat the illicit trade of tobacco products, said the General Director of Public Health of the Ministry of Health, Melva Cruz. She recalled that Panama is one of the 40 countries that ratifies the protocol for the elimination of illicit trade in tobacco products, which was ratified by Law 27 of 2016. It is specified that this agreement requires the application of a series of measures aimed at combating the illicit marketing of tobacco products. It is explained that the issuance of licenses, the application of controls in free zones, international transit, and the implementation of tracking and tracing systems are a requirement that the nations that are part of the protocol must comply with. The illicit trade in tobacco products not only harms the economy and the legal industry, but also endangers the health of millions of people around the world, Cruz said. In Panama, it is estimated that close to 2,000 deaths per year in the country are related to tobacco use. 8 of the 10 leading causes of death are reported to be associated with the use of these products or exposure to their toxic smoke. According to World Health Organization data, tobacco use worldwide is responsible for approximately 8 million premature deaths per year. And that's it. There we go. That's our look at some of the things in the local news for you on this Wednesday morning, all compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.